Welcome, welcome to Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, and it has been a while. I apologize. That is my bad. It has been a busy, busy, crazy few months, especially the holiday season, especially Halloween. And I love horror movies, if you have not guessed that ever since listening to the beginning of my podcast. So it's been a bit busy for me in the binging and the watching. And I have neglected you all. But you know what? I have bumped into a lot of different things that you're going to want to binge and maybe not want to binge. But I did this for you all. So now I'm going to let loose a whole bunch of episodes, a whole bunch of different episodes for different shows and different movies of different time periods. Well, you know, it's not going to be that extensive. But in any case, I have some stuff coming up for you back to back to back. One day after the other, so that you have stuff to binge before Halloween. But before we get into it, let's do this first episode. And for today, I'm going to have my boo thang with me. And I have him as my special guest today because we have loved this show for so long. But here, I'm giving you my opinion before I even tell you what it's about. But before we even get to that, the episode is going to be on...
What We Do in the Shadows.
So yes, you heard it. We are doing What We Do in the Shadows. This is a show that's on FX. You can find it streaming on Hulu. And I already told you guys, we already said that it was a pretty, that I like it. But let me tell you what it's about first. So if I had to describe it or compare it to anything, I would say it'd be a lot like The Office. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, basically the vampire house version of The Office.
Basically. And if you haven't seen The Office, it's very kind of like dry humor. A big component about it that makes it a lot like The Office is the fact that there are video cameras. So it's like they're doing it. There's a documentary crew, basically, who is filming these vampires in a home. I have to say right now, this is a comedy. This is not a horror. So yes, it's a lot like The Office. This documentary crew is just documenting these vampires and recording them. And there's a lot of different things that happen with the documentary crew as the show goes along and whatnot. So they interact with them. It's not like it's a secret. Like The Office, they didn't really make it that obvious. But this one, you definitely know that they're a documentary crew and they're recording them. But they're not like regular vampires. They're very, what's the word? Not spoofy, but spoofy. Caricature.
Aloof isn't the right word.
Yeah, they're like spoofy. Like it's a spoof on vampires. Like it's very silly. But it's really, really good. Like, I'm already telling you that right now. So, the different characters are Nandor.
Laszlo.
Nadja.
Guillermo.
Colin Robinson. I had to think of it for a second.
So, those are pretty much the main ones. And then you have the side characters that stick around for a while, like fucking Guide.
Oh yeah, the guide or the Baron.
The Baron, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but let's not spoil it. But yeah, it's really funny. All of the different characters bring a whole bunch of different things. Like for instance, Colin Robinson, he's not your usual vampire, he's an energy vampire. So he just like sucks your energy by being really boring or talking to you for a really long time.
And he's also immune to sunlight, so that makes him basically an immortal human, except when he gets overpowered at some point.
Right.
But you'll figure out when that is.
Yeah, you'll definitely figure
it'll
be
it out. Obvious.
Yeah. He just sucks your energy. And I thought that was a really good take because it really makes it a lot more relatable. Because he even says, like, an energy vampire is, like, one of the most common vampires. You've probably seen it at work. You probably bumped into him at the store. They're just people who just suck your energy. And they just enjoy it like little perverts do. Just kidding. He's not a pervert. Well.
I don't know if pervert's the right word, but it definitely gets kind of like inappropriate at some point.
They're leaning towards a little way the third season with the whole poop stuff.
Very particular, very particular energy vampire fetish, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah, and it's not just vampires in this world. There are werewolves, there are witches, but you know, that's the usual thing in like a supernatural vampire world. Mm-hmm. What else? Let's see, what else can we talk about? The outfits. It's a spoof, so like, but they're like in real life. It's like real world. They're on Staten Island, so that's what makes it funny. It's like they're vampires living in the real world, but they seem to still be stuck in their own kind of time. They haven't really adapted very well.
Yeah, they live in a very gothic, or I guess mixed with gothic and Victorian between their style and the house itself.
Yeah.
And I'm not really sure how they pay for it or finance everything, but I guess it's probably through the documentary.
Or you know, they probably just, you know, they do mind control. Yeah. Remember, they can like mind control. They're like, we won't be paying for this.
Or maybe they're selling the guy pillow.
Oh, okay. Which let's not. Okay. Anyways.
It's not a spoiler. That's
all right. Oh, but so this show came out. When did this come out? Like. In
probably like 2017, 2018. I can check real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it was like 2018 or like, okay. Well, the recent episode, like these episodes, the third season came out in 2021. 2019 is when that, see, it feels like 2017 because honestly, I don't think it was that popular when it first came out in 2019. Like, I was like, why are more people not talking about this? But
it was early 2019.
Yeah, it was early 2019, to be fair. Yeah. But what was I going to say? So, yeah, so this show came out in 2019. It came out on FX. And, of course, FX does a lot of good comedy, like, surprisingly enough. They renewed it for a third season, in 2020 at some point. And when they renewed it for a third season, they also renewed it for a fourth season, which is like, okay, that's how you know this is really getting good. I was afraid that after the second season, they were going to stop because nobody really talked about it. But when I saw they renewed it for a fourth season, I'm like, okay, this is amazing. All of the acting is really, really good. They're all really good. The actors do a really good job playing their characters. I mean, they're good at playing vampires. it's a really good show. I'm trying to like get my opinion out of it, but it's really good. When you say it's a pretty good show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think like we've watched it like twice at least. I've seen it at least three times.
I think we've both seen it at least three times. You've probably seen it at least five times.
Yeah, I think so. About five times. I've been trying to get everybody on this show. But yes, yeah, I would definitely say give it a shot. If you don't like dry humor, see, I can't imagine people who don't like The Office, but people don't like The Office. Some people just don't like it. It's not their cup of tea. So maybe this might not be your cup of tea. It's not completely like The Office because, like, the different characters are different, you know, whereas Michael, see, I keep talking about The Office because some of you guys might have not seen it, but Michael is a very obnoxious boss. This isn't really like that. It's different because the characters are different. And so it has a different storyline. It has a different kind of feel to it. It is a little goofy, but not in a way that's like potty humor. Like, it's quality. It is a quality show. FX can do that a lot. Every season has about 10 episodes in it. The third season, they just came out with their 9th episode. So I think the 10th episode is going to come out. Probably the week of Halloween. So you guys, it's really easy to binge. It's only 10 episodes for every season. There's 3 seasons. Every episode's about like 25 minutes long. Give it a shot. What would you rate it, bae?
Solid 9 at least.
A 9. Yeah, I would rate it a 9.4.
Yeah, I was thinking 9.5.
Yeah. I appreciate your conservatism. But anyway, yes, everybody, please give it a shot. Give it a try. I would highly suggest it just to give it a chance because the actors are really good. But if you really know that you don't like dry humor, you don't like that humor that's about like vampires in the real world. Mm-hmm. then it might not be for you. But yeah, thank you for listening. I hope that this gives you something, because I would definitely suggest it, especially when you want to binge something really fast and something funny, but in the horror slash October Halloween theme. But yeah, give it a shot. Woo! This one's a short and sweet episode because I didn't want to give you guys too much. And honestly, it's a good show. But thank you for listening. I really hope that this one helped you out. If not, I have another episode coming out. I'm pretty sure it's going to be out like when this comes out. So get a lookout for that. Hopefully that one's going to be your cup of tea. But if you didn't like this one, let me know. Email me. Like you guys always know, it is whyarewetogether@gmail.com. No even, just whyarewetogether@gmail.com. Please email me. I love your suggestions. I have been looking it up and I have been taking it into consideration. So I have used some of these suggestions in this list of movies and shows that I'm about to give you guys for the Halloween season. But thank you as usual for listening. I hope that the next one is something that you're definitely going to enjoy. But until then, boo. Why are we even together?
Because it's a great podcast.
Okay, bye.